are shining on me like a rhinestone cowboy riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo. Rhinestone cowboy getting cards and letters from people I don't even know and offers coming over.
Rhinestone Cowboy. That was Glenn with one N Campbell on your radio, friend. This is Glenn with two N's Klein. It is 12 minutes until 11 o'clock on your tremendous Tuesday. I'm in the studio with my tag team partner, Mark Eichhorst. So I got the nice new WRJN staff shirts. Pretty sharp, isn't it?
Yeah, they're looking good.
We got the new WRJN, your radio friend, van out in the parking lot.
I saw it this
morning.
I know
you were very excited about that.
Yeah, hopefully I'll be able to drive that one on tour of the parades next year.
Yeah, maybe take it down to Dan and Ray's Rendering Thanks and just park it out there. It's a good promotion. But, of course, this is about the third time that I've worn. It's what color is this? It's like
white.
It's not white.
Off-white?
It's like off-white. It's like not a beige, but...
No, it's not beige.
Yeah, it's off-white.
Yeah.
And miraculously, the first two times that I wore it, I did not get anything on it. But, of course, I just spilled some coffee on it. I am one of the great klutzes of all time. Our Wingstop trivia question was one. The question was, what was the first department store to host a Thanksgiving Day parade? Let's see if Mayor Antaramian can take a guess. He is the mayor of the great city of Kenosha. Please welcome a little early. Not early for him, but early for the discussion. But we'll see if he knows the answer. Good morning, Mr. Mayor.
Good morning.
All right, so the trivia question for the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop in Racine was, what was the first department store to host a Thanksgiving Day parade?
Well, if I had a guess, I'm going to get Macy's.
Yeah, that's what Mark said. That's what everybody would say. It was actually Gimbel's in Philly.
Oh. Should have known.
Why do you find that so funny?
I should have known that. I said Macy's, and I thought, should have said Gimbel's.
Yeah, it was Gimbel's. You remember Gimbel's department store?
Oh, yes. I figured it was a trick question. That's why I said that most people would say Macy's, yeah.
Well, Robert Bowers from Racine knew the correct answer, that Gimbel's was the first department store to host a Thanksgiving Day parade. Yes, Melanie and Paige can be tricky that way. And now Robert will enjoy the 30-pack meal from the Wingstop at 5400 Washington Ave in Racine. It includes sauce, sides, dip, and veggies. We'll play again tomorrow. Can't wait. So how have you been, Mr. Mayor?
Good. Now, when you play tomorrow, do we get the same question?
The answer to your yes or no question is no. You do not get the same question.
Just thought I'd ask.
Okay. Well, you know, I know that it's a little bit of a schlep from Kenosha to Racine for the Wingstop, but you could play. You're allowed to play.
I appreciate that, but I probably am not the best person to play those types of things.
Why?
I'm just not good at it.
You're not a good trivia guy?
No. Nope, there's certain things people are good at. I'm just not one of those.
All right, well, let's see. We'll ask you a trivia question. Who did the Packers beat to win their Super Bowl when Brett Favre was the quarterback?
Denver.
I think we lost to Denver, didn't we? Mm-hmm. The second time.
Beat Denver once.
We beat Denver once, and then they beat us?
And then they beat us.
See, that's what happened. I don't even know the answer.
Can't answer.
I thought you would know the answer. So I got a big coffee stain on my nice new WRJN staff shirt. What's the worst moment where you had to do a speech or you had an important meeting where you ended up getting something on your tie or your shirt or your sport coat that you can remember?
You know, I don't think I've ever had that happen to me.
Wow.
I think my worst speech I do remember because I was giving a speech in front of a group when I was in the legislature, on economics, and I went blank. Because I'm not one who has notes or reads speeches. I just go from it. And it just was like, it was just like for about 2 minutes, and that seemed like forever. It just went blank. I lost it totally.
For 2 minutes? You went, that's a long time.
That's what I said. Maybe it was shorter than that, but I'll tell you what, it sure seemed like forever. And it just was like, boom, it just went blank, and it was just, there was nothing there. And it was like, oh my goodness, where do you go from here?
As part of
but
you,
that will always stick in my mind.
As part of your role as mayor of Kenosha, obviously giving public speeches and presentations is a big part of it. How much do you enjoy that?
You know, I'm not a big fan of doing a lot of speeches. Anyone who knows me will usually find that my speeches are 1 or 2 minutes. That's it. I'm not a long speaker. I usually like just to get to the point, get to where we're going, and that's it.
Well, you know,
I'm probably not a good public speaker in that sense.
Well, you're a good radio guest, so that's good. and you keep your end of the bargains when you make a wager and lose it.
I always keep my bets.
As Mayor Antaramian lost his bet with yours truly on the Cubs Brewers game earlier this summer for a Kringle, and was gracious enough to deliver it to the studio, and it was consumed in about 14 minutes here by the staff. I recently lost a bet to County Executive Jim Kruser from Kenosha on the Packers Bears game, so I have to pay up. I have to pay a brat. We bet a bratwurst.
Okay. Make sure you take care of that bat. I don't want to hear from Cruza that you didn't take care of it.
No, I'm going to take care of it for sure. So we have a situation now in our nation where pretty much President-elect Trump is interviewing everybody for a possible cabinet position. Have you gotten a call yet?
No, and I don't think I will.
If you had to choose one department in the federal government that you would like to run, which one would it be?
Oh, that's interesting. Probably EPA.
Why is that?
I've done work for them in the past. I like the organization. I think they could be a tremendous advantage to this country in a lot of things that they do, but I think they need to refocus a little bit on targeting more, trying to work with communities and helping them solve problems. I think sometimes they get too hooked into enforcement instead of how do we make things work and how do we change things.
You're talking about spacing out. Pardon me, I'm sorry.
I think they have some huge opportunities that they could do some wonderful things on the environment and getting things accomplished by working with the communities more than what they do. Region 5 actually does a pretty good job. Actually, I shouldn't say pretty good. Region 5 does a very good job. In reaching out to communities. So if that kind of model, I think they need to do more of all throughout the country.
We were talking about spacing out when you were making a presentation at the state legislature. One guy that is being considered for the Secretary of Energy is the former governor of Texas, Rick Perry. And he famously, remember, he was talking about in one of the Republican debates two cycles ago that he wanted to eliminate three of the departments. And he couldn't remember the energy department, and now they're talking about Rick Perry being up for the Secretary of Energy. That's pretty funny.
And I will tell you, I probably had more sympathy for him than most people.
That's exactly right.
Whether politically or not, you agree with the man, I know exactly what that's like, regrettably.
He is the sympathetic mayor of Kenosha. He's John Antaramian. This is Glenn Klein on WRJN's Community Conversation for a Tuesday morning, along with Mark Eichhorst.
Mayor, how's the budget process going down in Kenosha?
Well, the budget's done now, and so that's now been approved. And so that's it's been finished up. The capital improvements projects are also done. So there's a huge amount of infrastructure that's going to be done over the next number of years in the city.
Mayor, you had a
five-year plan.
I heard on the news that you had been working with the Tavern League. You were going to increase some fees there, but you came to kind of a joint effort. Tell us a little bit about that.
I'm afraid that they probably won't tell you we came to a joint.
Yeah, I was going to say the barkeeps were not too happy with you, Mayor.
No, they were not.
What happened?
Actually, I talked to some people last night that thought the compromise was okay. I did, from the Tavern League business, too.
Oh, that's good. What we did is we looked at our costs for, because what happens with what the state government, and actually, in fairness to Tavern League and everyone else, the biggest problem we have right now is how the state deals with municipalities. And when I say that, I'm talking about in the sense of the controls they put on us. They make it very difficult for municipalities to do anything. And that is a problem that they need to fix, because the state and everyone else keeps on talking to us about we need to do more in the areas of law enforcement. They want more cameras. They want all this other stuff they want us to be doing. But what they've done is they've tied our hands so that we can't do them. And one of the ways has been with this levy limit that they've put on cities, and it limits what we're able to expend. And the problem is with levy limits is that if my revenues decrease, I'm not allowed to increase them back. And that's where the levy limits become problematic. So that becomes a problem with the whole process. And I don't want to bore everyone with insider details, but that is an issue that, if my line item revenues decrease, I'm not allowed to make them up under the scenario that the state has put in. And that's problematic for us to be able to do anything for law enforcement or anything else. So it's a problem with the formulas and the problem with what the state has done. So what that means is that there are certain areas where you can actually increase some revenues up to what your expenses are. So what we did is we looked at all the things that we have, went through everything on a line item basis, which is how I do things, basically starting with a zero-based budget. So you do all your expenditures first, then you do all your revenues. And in the end, one of the areas that we are light in the sense of what I was able to charge for my actual cost was the inspection fees on the machines. And so what we did is we raised them to what we were allowed to raise them to, which was $100. The Tavern League came in and talked with me because they had a concern that they thought it was too high. And there are some machines that realistically they probably were right on. And so what I did is basically compromised down to $60. So it was from $30 to $60 per machine.
But that's still a losing proposition, though, for you, isn't it?
Not really. It's still, am I making up all the money that I'm allowed to? You're right. I am not. But there comes a point in time, like with everything else, in this business, you try to find a middle ground that is doable, and that was the middle ground that was doable.
Well, he is the compromiser, the great compromiser, for the benefit of his constituents in Kenosha. He's Mayor John Antaramian. Not the greatest at trivia, by the way, Mr. Mayor. It was the New England Patriots.
Ours, New England.
Yeah, I thought that.
We lost to Denver the next year.
We lost to John Elway, and then he retired.
Yep.
And then, of course, not the biggest fan of public speaking. You know, they've done surveys, Mr. Mayor, about people's fear. And the number one fear that people have is public speaking. The number two fear that people have is death. So people are actually more afraid of doing their own eulogy than they are of dying.
Well, okay, I'll give you that one. That's interesting.
So you're in good company when it comes to not wanting to speak publicly. But great.
You have to understand, it's not that I have a problem speaking publicly. It's just that I'm not one of those people who am good at speaking publicly for long periods of time. I'm much more to the point, here's where we're going, here's what I'm doing, we're done.
I think probably that a lot of people at your city councilman meetings and things like that are probably very appreciative that you are quick to the point, that's for sure.
So, anyway, we were asking about budgets. Budget's done.
Yeah, go ahead. We got to go. Anyway, I tried to finish on a fun note, and sometimes, the comedy just doesn't work. We'll talk
well,
to you.
You're always willing. You're always welcome to try.
I do. Thank you very much. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll talk to you in December. Appreciate it.
All right. Take care,
your
guys.
Radio Bye-bye. Friend is on AM 1400 WRJN Racine, FM 98.1 Kenosha, and FM 99.9 Racine.
We'll keep trying with the Tremendous Tuesday Hour of Power. We'll have Mark's roving reporter segment, as well as all the information, including the next installment of the historic moments that led to the election of Donald J. Trump.
No special prosecutor, San Antonio killer. I'm Chaz Henry. A top aide to Donald Trump is suggesting the president-elect will not pursue further investigation